There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your settings. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the fangirl zone.
Welcome to Sci-Fi Talk on the Fangirl Zone, a podcast where we discuss shows on the Sci-Fi Channel. I am Sean Fangirl-S.
And I'm Steve, and today we'll be discussing Episode 5 of Season 3 of Resident Alien.
I can't believe we're more than halfway.
Yes, I know. Crazy.
Yes.
Well, we have more crazy ratings for this episode with 0.06 rating in adults 18 to 49, but the viewers bumped up to almost 600,000. So it's starting to pick up a little momentum, it looks like.
I still think there's a lot more that watch, like, on demand or, you know,
right,
where we're not getting all the ratings.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
So episode 5, Lovebird. Harry and Heather draw closer and plan to leave Earth together, leaving the planet at the Gray's mercy. Oh, don't you dare.
Listen, Harry.
Yes.
Shaking my fist at you angrily. All right, we open with a man standing near a lake at the edge of the woods. He holds the metal alien ball and tries to summon something from the water. I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, is there a ship? What is this?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. You trying to pull a Luke Skywalker and
yes,
pull the ship out of the muck and mud and muck?
Unfortunately, he fails. Suddenly, water seeps from his everywhere.
Yeah.
And he explodes. And this was very much like the scene in, what, Days of Future Past?
Yes.
And I was like, ew, but okay.
Yeah.
And then Joseph emerges from the shadows, picking up said alien ball. And I'm like, was he following him? Was he trying to get him to do something? But two Greys stand behind him and tell Joseph they need to find Harry, as apparently only he can control the alien ball. What is happening? Like, this is making my brain spin.
Right.
It's like a massive spaceship hovering above Earth's atmosphere. And I was thinking this was some sort of weird, like, simulation.
Right.
And I'm like, what? Seriously, this is something strange. I don't know what's going on. I'm not digging it.
Right.
And then it gets worse.
Yeah.
Because we see Harry and Heather reveling in romantic bliss, and I'm like, what?
It's
strange. As they're flying over New York City, probably because Harry loves Law and Order so much, and, excuse me, they go over the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you see bird poop on the statue. Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that wasn't a random seagull, but
no.
Whatever. I guess I'm imagining those two, though, watching Law and Order reruns together and Harry quoting every moment of it verbatim.
Yes, absolutely. After a lovey-dovey montage culminates in an adorable Lady in the Trap moment with the worm, Asta asks Dan where Harry is. He's been MIA for a few days. Dan doesn't know, but he's happy he doesn't have to keep his head on a swivel, re someone stealing his pies.
That was funny, though.
Yes. Asta spies Jay's mom in one of the booths at the diner. Asta reassures Jay's mom that she didn't give Jay the okay to stay with her. Jay's mom smiles, insisting it's all good. She'd rather Jay stay with Asta than at an Amsterdam hostel. Yeah. So it's settled. Jay will sleep over at Asta and Darcy's house for a couple of days. Later, Asta reunites with Harry at the clinic. Oh, boy. She hears him sing loudly about how he's in love. Asta asks him where he's been. She fills him in on what Mike and Liv have been up to. Asta fears they'll soon discover Harry was in that van with Peter Bock. Harry isn't worried, though. He used 40 restaurant wet wipes to clean it. Guess where he didn't use 40 wet wipes? The back seat of Asta's car where he and Heather had sex. Oops.
Come on, Harry. And yeah. First of all, you watch Law and Order. Do you think 40 wet wipes are going to cut it?
No. Eventually, Harry agrees to visit Mike and Liv to ensure they don't suspect him. Oh, and he wants Asta to invite him and Heather to dinner.
Oh, the ice cream formula.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole dinner thing, it's like, why? Why?
Yes. Not going to work.
We get to see Mike and Liv looking through the journal they found in Peter Bock's van. They stumble upon a complex formula they can't make heads or tails of. Harry pops in, prompting Mike to ask him if he can decipher said formula. Harry instantly recognizes it as a potential key to unlocking the Grays' plan. And he sees a Gray component in the formula. Now, excuse me, he's going to memorize this. And he can't, like, remember stuff from, like, Law and Order about cleaning up a crime scene. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But Harry ends up claiming that this is the formula for that hardened chocolate shell, magic shell that you find on ice cream. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Can you give me that formula, please?
Yes.
Obviously, this is important enough to kill for. So
of course.
Now we're worried. Later, Asta and Darcy prepare for dinner with Harry and Heather. Darcy doesn't think it's fair for Harry to enjoy a new romance while the end of the world is nigh. Okay, but I don't think it was fair for us to see any of this romance either. Yes. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Hello, Harry. We all need to save Earth from the Grays. But when our fave alien lovers arrive, Heather's taken aback and revolted to discover that Darcy has cooked chicken. Cannibalism! Darcy! Seriously?
Yeah.
Of all the things. Don't worry, though. Harry brought birdseed just in case. The night then goes off the rails as conversations transition from Asta touching Harry's penis to Heather disclosing that Ben has been getting routinely abducted by the Grays. Wait, what?
What?
Asta doesn't understand why Heather is privy to all of this info. She even knows about their mission to stop the Grays. Again, what?
Yeah.
Then Darcy and Asta learn that Harry plans to go with Heather to her home planet now that the portal's working again. And once more with feeling, what?
Yeah. Asta and Darcy vehemently object to this. Harry insists it's okay. He will build a bomb to kill the Grays, which he plans to give General McAllister before he departs. Then Harry and Heather proceed to make out in front of their hosts.
Oh, God, that was so weird.
Yes, it was.
And the faces of Darcy and Asta?
Yes.
It had to be my face, too.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the funnier things we've seen on this show. Yeah, we need bloopers because there's no way Tom Coe and Wetterlin got through that in one take. Yes, I agree.
Do you think that, like, they didn't tell them what they were going to do? Just to see, be like, yeah. Okay, we want the most honest reaction.
Yeah, I think this was all Harry and Heather just going ad lib out the yin yang.
I 100% believe Alan Tudyk would do something like that.
Yes, absolutely.
We're just going to go do whatever. I'm not going to let them know what's happening.
Yeah. Anyway, this leads to our lovebirds having sex in Asta and Darcy's bathroom. Oh, no.
You know, guest etiquette, Harry.
Yes.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Later, Kate finds Ben and Max working on the latter's science experiment. Well, more like Ben does all the work while Max watches.
Reads a comic.
Yeah. Kate urges her son to get his own project. He won't learn unless they take off the training wheels. Meanwhile, Darcy dreams about chasing Ben through the woods where he gets abducted by the Grays, core memory unlocked. The following day, Asta and Darcy hatch a plan to break up Harry and Heather. They will talk to Heather about leaving Earth. Then Jay winds up at their door, much to Darcy's irritation. She's moving in, y'all.
Oh, but on the plus side, Darcy's like, hey, we're getting a cat, because apparently Asta and Darcy have been fighting about that, and well, I guess Asta can't argue too much at this point.
No.
Next, we get to see Mike and Liv walking back to the sheriff's office after getting ice cream with that special chocolate cover, because what if the ice cream isn't on there? Right. I'm sorry. Let me say this. Mike is supposed to be a detective from New York, right?
Yes.
And I love Mike, but they keep making him like get a little more and more stupid, like each episode. I'm like, yeah. What is happening? Like, is his brain being dissolved? This is weird, but I digress.
Too much fresh air.
Is that what it is? Not enough action.
Yep.
Liv discovers a note on her car, in, on, and around her car.
Yeah.
About the town being unsafe. With her on the job. Why? Because of her alien obsession. What did they call her? Beam me up, Liv, or something. And they wrote it, and there was alien. Like, it was written on the back of her car. There was alien balloons, which were kind of cute.
Yeah.
And then Liv is so distraught that she's going to abandon the case, thinking this anonymous person is right. And I'm saying anonymous in quotes. Like, I think it's her aunt or whoever it was that.
Yeah, I think Liv knew exactly who it was.
Mike is protesting this in order not to get in the car and don't drive away and what are you doing?
Yeah.
I felt bad because you know at this point Mike's like, no, we're like meshing and this is good. And not like, oh, a romantic way. It's like, no. Oh, they just have like this good thing going. And Mike, of course, thinks he's doing amazing, but you know, whatever. But then he runs into Lena. And she knows about Dr. Beasley getting killed, but I love how he, like, throws his ice cream. Like, what? No, you don't throw away ice cream.
No.
I'm sorry, no. Bad Mike. But she hopes that Mike and Liv have the situation under control and that you know what you're getting into. Well, that was a little awkward interaction because, you know, Mike's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm fine. It's fine. How's your son? Yeah, that just went, like,
yeah.
Off rails. Yeah, total train wreck. Meanwhile, McAllister listens to classic big band music somewhere underground in Montana, and she starts reminiscing about dancing with her father as a child. Suddenly, she gets called on Harry being disruptive. Well, you should just take that as a given at this point. But
yes.
Speaking of our resident alien, he extracts a compound from the gray ship in McAllister's custody. Now he has all the ingredients for the formula in Peter Bach's journal. He's ready to put it into action to at least find out what it is.
Yeah.
Perhaps it'll tell him how the Greys plan to make their living on Earth. Later, Liv sits with Kate at the 59 and, excuse me, Kate suddenly remarks on Liv's appearance in that alien documentary and asks how one would know if they were abducted, hypothetically. Liv, like, lights up with this.
Yes.
And she reveals that it's theorized that the frequent owl spottings are false memories implanted by aliens. Unexplained bruising, chips under the skin are also telltale signs. And if anybody wanted to just get some more information, hypothetically.
Yes.
There's this alien support group. And Kate's like looking at it. And I'm wondering if she's like trying to just memorize the information. But she's right. Like, oh, no. I was just asking. You know.
Yeah. So McAllister confronts Harry, claiming he just can't wander about the compound as he pleases. There's protocol to which he must adhere. Harry reveals he plans to construct a bomb to blow up the Greys back into space. Meanwhile, Dave and Logan fidgets with the device on Peter Bach's head. He's now brain dead, but David hopes whatever his eyes see will translate onto the screen in front of him. We see Harry and McAllister chatting on said screen. Suddenly, Harry's human disguise falls away to reveal his alien state. David is shocked that it worked. Next, Asta and Darcy broach the subject of Heather breaking things off with Harry. Does she really know him? However, Harry eavesdrops on their conversation from afar. He confronts the pair, scolding them for trying to turn Heather against him. Harry insults Asta and Darcy, claiming they'll never understand his love for Heather because they'll always be alone.
No. Later, Harry combines the elements of the formula to complete the Grey's secret ingredient, or with the secret ingredient from their ship, as part of the Yellowstone caldera display. He hopes to see how the formula reacts, and yet Max barges in instead. He asks Harry to help him with the science experiment for school, and then Heather enters the living room and ends up tag-teaming Harry to shoo Max out of the house. And I loved it because he's like, oh, you? And Harry has to explain that Max is one of the small percentage of people who can see their reality.
Right.
But I thought that last thing she said was actually really funny because I never heard make like a Kleenex and put a little boogie. I now want to use that.
Right.
No kids allowed in the house because Heather and Harry are having a little adult time.
Yeah.
Again. But when he comes out of the room and, you know, Heather had wanted some nectar, good luck with that, he discovers his caldera display and the formula is missing because, well, Max stole it. How the hell are you getting something that large back to town on your bike?
Yeah.
So Harry ends up finding Max at the school gym with his caldera display. And I love it because Max, his question, what is a caldera?
Yeah.
Dude, seriously? But Harry ends up telling Kate that Max stole it from him, which, of course, Kate's like, oh, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
And in order to not be discovered by everybody about it, Max like, hey, let's do a demonstration, and pours the Grey's formula into the caldera, which Harry smartly goes and pulls the fire alarm, even though he's irritated, because we have no idea what's going to happen. Everybody can disappear.
Yes.
Well, smoke's rising and everyone evacuates the gym. Harry dons a gas mask that just happened to be there at the opening of the gym for the filters display.
Yep.
And that's when he finds everything inside, table, chairs, frogs, floating amid the smoke. And at first I'm like, okay, I'm with Harry with, oh, is it just make smoke? What is this? And then it's like, oh no. And then it's like, oh, wait. Yeah. The Greys aim to manipulate Earth's gravity with the formula so they can tolerate it. Yep. That's, of course, after they kill all the humans.
Yeah.
Which, what does that mean for the hybrid? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Next thing, we get to see a flashback featuring young Darcy, Ben, Liv, Asa, and their class in the woods on the night that Ben was first abducted. And Darcy's witnessing this happen because he's then running in place in a beam, and she's, like, frozen. So either she blocked it out or the aliens erased her memory.
Yeah. So Asta and Darcy discuss the latter's dream at the diner the following day. Asta reassures Darcy that there's nothing she could have done. They were children. Darcy wants to tell Ben, though. She believes he deserves to know the truth, that he's been abducted multiple times by the alien. However, Asta tries to dissuade Darcy from this course of action. They'll blow Harry's cover. Meanwhile, Mike notices someone following him. He rounds the corner, gun raised, and that's all we see. Kate emerges from the shower to discover a chip in the nape of her neck. She's finally stumbling upon the truth. How long until she learns about her abducted child?
Oh my gosh, that's going to be horrible.
Yes, it will. Darcy knocks on Ben's door to deliver a vague message. She declares that she'll be there for him no matter what. Ben asks Darcy if she's okay. She dances around his frequent alien abductions without blurting it out loud. And Ben looks alarmed.
Well, Harry, I mean, wouldn't you be?
Oh, yeah. Harry plays an acoustic guitar while singing an original tune about falling in love with Heather. Asta covers Jay with a blanket during this performance as the latter sleeps on the couch. Heather walks down the sidewalk in town while grinning.
And suddenly Joseph covers her mouth and pulls her aside. He claims she's going to be working for the Greys now because we know where your family lives.
Yeah.
But do you know she's an alien? Like, or do you just know that she's dating him? Like,
yeah. Don't know.
Joseph. Yeah. It was very weird because Joseph's like, you do this or this is going to happen. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
He's ordering her to collect the DNA sample from Harry and then you must leave Earth. So, I mean, he knows she's an alien, I guess. Otherwise, the Greys are going to kill Harry and her family. And Heather agrees to it. I don't know if she looked heartbroken, if she's lying, or she's like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of iffy with that.
Yeah. It was really hard to tell.
Yeah. But how's Harry going to react to all of this?
Yes.
Especially if she doesn't tell him, even though they don't keep secrets from each other.
Yeah.
Will Kate finally accept that she's been abducted? Will Ben come to terms with his respective abductions? What other surprises does McAllister have up her sleeve besides a living brain-dead Peter Brock? Only time and more episodes will tell.
Well, we don't have too many more.
I know.
We would love to hear your thoughts on each and every episode this season. Our deadline for feedback is 6 p.m. Eastern every Friday during the season. You can send your feedback via email or audio to contact us at fangirlzone.com. Please review and rate us on iTunes and any other platform you use for your podcast. With good ratings and reviews, it helps other fans of the show find us, as there are plenty of other Resident Alien podcasts out there. Tell your friends and hope you're enjoying our podcast. And don't forget to check out the other great Fangirl Zone podcast.
You can go over to www.fangirlzone.com, check out our podcast page and all the different podcasts we have, because we have several, or everywhere you find your podcasts, because we're everywhere, kind of like Visa. For this episode of Sci-Fi Talk,
I'm Steve. You really think I was abducted by aliens? Let's bring this full circle. You were abducted by aliens. I can't tell you how I know, but I do know.
And I'm Sean Fangirl S, and until next time.